Yeah, Kennedy, what changed in that final minute? I mean, it was kind of, Vandy made that little run, made those couple threes, and it started to teeter a little bit, but then y'all sort of locked it down from then. What changed?
Just us locking in them last couple of minutes, taking care of the ball, getting the right shots, playing hard defensive end. We had to lock in the last couple of minutes there and turn and get the win.
Kennedy, how have you seen Uros grow just since the start of the season? A guy that would come in and give quality minutes to a guy who's now, becoming a factor in games.
He's been playing great, honestly, starting from practice. Him competing hard every day in practice, crashing the boards, doing little things like cracking somebody down on all to get the rebound. He just does little things and he just gets everybody going, that he gets the energy going. So for him to come in, he's been getting a whole lot better every single day. Me finding him. So he's been playing great.
Yeah, Kennedy, just how were the last couple of days of practice? Just how did the coaches challenge you all after the Kentucky game, and how do you feel like you all responded to that challenge?
For us, we didn't play a very well defensive game. So, coach, they took the challenge on us, to come in and, think about the game, but don't let that game get in our heads, but think about it and let that be a lesson for us and let that happen again. And we took that here and we've had a great defensive game. Especially for me, Coach Barnes, just taking a challenge against Scottie Pippen, being able to defend him the whole game sometimes and taking a challenge for all of our guards to be able to defend him and all the other guards that they had as well.
Kennedy, Santi got into it, a couple of times. He was edgy throughout the game. He had an attitude. Do you like it when he's like that, or do you?
I tell Santi that we need you in the game, so stop being so aggressive. But that's how he plays. He's an aggressive player. He fights hard. And I really can't stop that from Santi. I didn't ever see what happened until I saw a dude push them. So I don't think he deserved a tech because the dude had pushed Santi first. And Uro's always gonna have our backs. That's one thing that we always say. Everybody, before the game starts, I got your back, and we say it back. So that's one thing we say right before the game starts, and we let each other know that that's what we do. So we had Santi back, and Santi's an aggressive player, so you can't stop that from him being so aggressive.
Yeah, Kennedy, I know Rick said again tonight that for everybody on the team, with maybe a couple of exceptions, it's just trying to figure out what their roles are, and the roles change kind of from game to game. How tough is it trying to get into that mode where you're trying to figure out what everybody's sort of role is? Because it seems like different guys are doing different things different nights.
We just gotta find honestly, just see what goes throughout the game. Honestly, see where everybody's feeling good with themselves and where to find where that spot is at the game. Attacking, shooting threes, or find them in a post. So, different guys find different things. If we're not making threes, for us to drive and attack, I don't know what we were from three today. We didn't. We were 5 of 23. We didn't make a lot of threes, but that's one thing we've been trying to grow from probably since Texas Tech. If you're not making shots, drive. I was 0 for 4. Olivia's 0 for 3. We didn't shoot the ball well. Probably Santi shot the ball very well. And I know JP shot it pretty good, but them probably on threes that we had. But if we know they're making threes, we'll try to find them open. If I'm not making threes, coach always say attack, and that's what I did. And we got things going.
Kennedy, coach said that you had a really good practice yesterday, and talked a little bit about your defense. What do you feel like went well for you there? And then there was a clip during the ESPN broadcast there where Barnes was talking to you a little bit about your turnovers. Where do you feel like you can improve there?
That's just me, staying locked in, me going too deep and, me trying to find my teammates over. I got to understand that I can't go in too deep in the paint, just bring the ball out and just take care of, I can't consistently just have games where I turn the ball over in games I don't. Just I gotta stay consistent, taking care of the ball. This game, I don't think I did a very good job, but, it's just a learning lesson and I'm learning from this game and, taking on from the next game, Saturday. And, my goal is always not to have any turnovers. So just, me going in too deep, Coach Barnes saying take care of the ball, and I'm gonna learn from it and he know I will.
Yeah, Kennedy, I know that, y'all were playing, you weren't playing LSU tonight. You were playing Vandy, and you just had to play well enough to win this game. But how much better do y'all have to play on Saturday? I know you've already seen LSU. You know what kind of team that is. How much better do y'all have to play?
I mean, I think all we gotta do is, come out, compete and play hard. And also we get the win and do what we do in practice and take that what we do in practice and bring it to the game. And just like I said, we're not making shots and find something else that we could do to continue to win and be a great defensive team how we are. And we take pride in our defense and we just gotta get better on the offensive end. And you know, LSU is payback. You know, we got to come in and, you know, we lost to them on a roll and we want to do this. We want to beat them. You know, it's a revenge game and we got to come in and we know they're going to be ready to play against us. And, you know, our goal is to get the win. So that's our goal from here on out, starting film tomorrow or practice. And, you know, we got to start having good practices and leading up to the LSU game.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.